Hello, beautiful people all around the world. This is Christian here with another informational podcast, and we're going to go ahead and dive in into today's topic, which will be, where are we all from? So, I'm going to source where some of my information came from, so that you may also read and discover and learn and have your eyes open to what the truth is. So, I was born in Michigan. My parents are from a continent they called Africa, and they're from a country called formerly the Republic of Benin. It's the official name. So, as I grew up here, I was told that I'm an American slash like African, but I was born here, so that made me an American. And then, but my bloodline is from Africa, which is what I was told. So as I am going through my own personal development journey and learning more about myself and who I am, as the famous saying says, know thyself. And excuse me, guys. And basically, through my research, I realized that my people, I'm not going to go into detail because it's not that important, but we moved around. And I realized from what my father said, and he's a political science professor, and he taught at Wayne State, Macomb, and Detroit Public Schools. Pretty much for like 40 years. So, to be conservative, under 40 years, just in case anybody wants to, nail me to the cross. So, so as I was doing my research, my dad told me that we originally came from Egypt, which was called Kemet, which basically means lands of the blacks. Egypt means like burnt faces. So when you see these movies with Christian Bale in Egypt, some of that stuff did happen. Okay, and I'll explain. What it was is there's these people called the Hyksos, and there were other people that saw how fertile Kemet and that area of the world was, where the Nile River is. You had the Nile River, you had the Tigris and Euphrates River. Those were the three main rivers where, you know, humanity started. And the Nile was where life really started. So there's always a debate. It started between the Tigris and Euphrates. If you do your research, you talk to any historian, they'll tell you that there was life and there's proof of life in southern Sudan, in Sudan, which is in also modern day Africa, and Ethiopia. So the thing is that I'm about to say is most of us, I'm gonna get to the point, is most of us, we originate, I say most because it gets kind of complicated, but I'm not gonna get into that. It's not what I want to provide right now. But most of us, we are from Ethiopia. What I mean is, if you look at the oldest bones and records of life, it comes from Ethiopia. The oldest pyramids come from Ethiopia. Even in the Quran and the Bible, the Islam, they talk about Ethiopia. Moses married the Ethiopian. There was many so-called Israelites that married Ethiopians. So, if you find yourself with dark skin anywhere around the world, or you're a human being, a Homo sapien, you probably, your ancestors, if you go far back, go back to Ethiopia. Even if you are Greek, Sicilian, or Italian, or Middle Eastern, or Indian, okay? So, just do your research on this. There's a guy, his name is Dr. Malachi Z. York. I highly recommend listening to him. He was known to be one of the people where he could answer any question. Obviously, you know, people like that, they treat them like, they're going to treat you like Jesus. They're going to slander you and, you know, do what they did to Gandhi, Nelson Mandela. So that's what happened to Malachi Z. York. So don't be surprised when you see what you see. Feel me? There's a saying we say over here in the city, all the real ninjas are either dead or in jail. And that's kind of true. So, but we ain't going to keep that reality alive. We're going to change that. We're going to have the real ninjas outside.
Okay.
Like my boy, Naruto. Great philosophy for the young ones out there. Whoever made that show, it's kind of deep on why he made it. He's got a lot of principles on there. He didn't just make for entertainment and violence. It was deeper than that. But moving on. So, this is so important because you must know who you are. So because now I know more of my origins, I'm going to adapt myself to that diet, way of living, and everything like that. So I've heard a lot of people tell me, oh, I'm from South Carolina. I'm from England. Listen, you got to go far back. That's like me saying, that's like you stopping where your grandfather is from. So if your grandfather was from Texas, you would say, oh, I'm from Texas, but your dad moved to Detroit. So are you from Detroit? Or if your great-great-great-grandfather moved from California, are you from California? Like, you got to go back to the very first. Well, how do you know? Do your homework. It hit different. Do your homework. Okay? People are, do your homework. I'm not doing your homework for you. Do your homework. It hit different after that. Okay? So, I don't know my real dad. Do your homework. You can figure it out. I know people that don't know their real dad and still figuring it out. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you're going to give up, you're not going to try, just say that. Don't come up with me with a whole bunch of excuse. Honest. Because you should love yourself and want to know more about you and your ancestors. Okay, so one thing I also say about food and religion. For me, I don't eat meat due to that's just how my people eat. We didn't eat cow meat with blood skewing out of it. That ain't us, but to each their own. So I don't eat meat no more. I also don't sleep around no more. That's not what my people did. That's you want to do that, take yourself up to France. Have a blast. But the more you learn about who you are and how you used to move, then you can't get played. So a lot of us are getting played because you don't know who you are and what you're doing. So that anybody could tell you anything, and then you're a victim to random information. So that's why I tell people, please do your homework. Okay, so I've been doing my homework. I just want to share a little bit of information. Also, a whole bunch of guys out there that have shared good information. I think General Seti on YouTube, he's a great guy. He's a Detroit ninja, so he got some sauce to him. So he be firing up. He be a little, and I tell him to his face, so I'm not gossiping. Sometimes I feel like he's a little against the ops a little too much, but you know what I'm saying? I want to live in a world where we all figure out, you know what I'm saying? We all family members, you feel me? So we should, you know, hug it up and figure it out. Nobody want him in the family feud. I'm not trying to have a problem with my family member and then I gotta go like lay him down in the back, you feel me? I'd rather us talk it out, you feel me? Drink a beer after, you know what I'm saying? If I drink beer. So, yeah. Moving forward. So I said I don't eat meat. I don't sleep around anymore. Okay, the next union that I make will be my last one. That way. And that's how it's supposed to be. And you'll be a lot more happy and powerful that way. Sleeping with Sheila, Jessica, Kresha, the chicken head down the street, the chicken head at the bar, the chicken head that ain't it. You're going to be in a world of pain, my boy. And she will, too. Nobody going to win that way. But what do I know, right? These young kids be trying to tell me something better. I don't see what's wrong with someone popping my girl for $2,000. I'm like, bro, you been brainwashed. Ain't nobody ever talked like that when I was a jet. You talking like a billionaire, man. You know who brainwashed you that? A billionaire Hollywood guy, so he could do that. Goofy, so he could try out some 19-year-old. Ooh, bop, 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 bop. Okay? Y'all kids is crazy. So when he come up to your town, your girl can be like, I'm leaving. And she can go hang. You guys are clowns. I don't think my girl ever, any girl I've ever been with or slept with ever tried that with me. That'll be her very last time she ever see me. You better. I got a strict line. A lot of people don't like that. They like to do their own freedom. I ain't that parent. You know what I mean? I ain't that guy. Go find that guy. You feel me? I like to live on facts and law. I'm like Byakuwa. Oh, Ichigo. Did I say that right? I live by the law. It's just easier for me that way. I don't like random chaos. You know what I'm saying? Plus, being a business owner and just understanding how the world works, you know, the universe would be so crazy if it worked by chaos. It has to be laws and order. Okay? Laws and order help us stay on track. If you went on the road and there was no law and order and people just driving everywhere, man, it'd be crazy. If there's no law and order, you might not make it home because of law and order. So everybody acts like law and order is bad. Okay? Let me throw you in the jungle, see how long you last. I got 500 and you gonna last 72 hours. You know what I'm saying? But we'll keep positive, people. So yeah, so back to the Ethiopian thing and where like most of us are from. And if you guys think I'm boosting, okay, or as the kids say, capping, go do your research. It hit different. Okay. Do your homework. Go look at where some of the oldest origins of buildings, language. Look at who the Greeks and the Romans pay homage. Look at where the first idea of God and creators and all that language came from. And do your homework. It's going to take you some time, but it's all going to lead you to Ethiopia. I'm just saving you some time. Okay, I'm just saving you some good old, the most important thing on the world, time, okay? So, and all the ancients knew this, okay? But nowadays, we don't really know anything. We believe things. We don't know for sure. Once you know something for sure, it hit different. You're going to stand up a little different. You're going to have more motivation. Your goals are going to be different because you got different information. You think different and you know who you are. Like my man said in Lion King, remember who you are. You know what I'm saying? So once you do that and you remember that you was a king or a prince or a king or a queen or a Prince Giannis, then you ain't going to be acting like a what? What's my favorite word? Chicken head. Okay? So, there was one other thing I want to mention about Ethiopia. Oh, being outside in nature. That's another thing. So, like, if you are from the country I just stated and you have dark, you have melanin in you, and eventually you did your homework and you realize you came from somewhere from Italy, Sicily, or the Middle East, the Tigris, Euphrates, keep going back and figure out where your ancestors moved from, okay? Because people didn't just pop out the ground like potatoes, okay? They moved around. They started someplace. And there was a group of first people. By the way, I'm not related to Adam and Eve. My people were here before those people came down and played with their DNA. Do your homework. It hit different, okay? And there was a time that happened, okay? So know who you are. There have been a lot of lies. And guys, I'm going to tell you this. Ain't nobody trying to keep this information away from y'all. The information I got, this stuff has been out here for 10, 20, 15, 30 years. Probably even, it's been out here longer. I just now wanted to open my awareness and my mindset and my thoughts to this. So now it has come to me. So when you're ready to learn or evolve, that's when new information will come to you. And then with that new information, there will become thoughts. And when you have new information, your thoughts change. When your thoughts change, your actions change. When your actions change, your outcomes change. When your outcome change, you make that ching, that change. I'm just playing. It ain't about the money. It's about being what? Healthy, wealthy, and happy. All right, guys. So I hope you guys got the gist of that. Wherever you are, wherever you're from, I know a lot of people who, like I say, may look like me. We may feel lost. We may have been told, oh, we're from the slave trade. We nothing but slaves. No. Stop letting them brainwash you with the same old movies, same old you slave. Go farther back. You feel me? Because if I go farther back, you was a slave of mine too. You want to keep it a buck. And if I enslaved you first, so who really the big homie? It hit different. I ain't going to do that though. You feel me? I got to stop. See, I had to realize, you know, somebody called me. This information was given to me, right? Not for my own pride or to seem right or to abuse it or to abuse others and to be cocky in any way whatsoever. So I need to be extremely careful of that. Because when I have done that, I got repercussions, man, like a boomerang. And when I caught it back, it sliced my hand. I was like, ouch. And that's because I threw it way too hard for no reason. God didn't even tell me to hit the rock twice. I should have just hit it once. Your boy didn't listen. All right. But we 29. We listening now, I'll tell you. And that's another thing I tell people. It don't matter how long you've been doing something wrong. It don't matter how long you've been a chicken head. You can always turn around and be a phoenix. At any moment, at any time. That's how powerful you are, and that's how powerful the mind is. If you don't believe me, there are many previous people who used to be on the street, that used to be crackhead, used to be alcoholic, used to be meth head, changed their life, and now are living their dream life. So if they could do it, you could do it, okay? There's no excuse. There are people who couldn't walk, couldn't see, and made their dream life. Come on now. And that's why I'm inspired by these people. Like, how you couldn't see, walk, or you was on major, major drugs, lost everything, lost your teeth, lost your kids, your wife, and you still kept going? How you do that? You must have something, man. You must have a strong, as we say on our side, that power, that fire in you called a Ra. Okay? Your inner sun. And that's what we all need to develop. So, I'm going to give you another tidbit. Whenever you're doing anything in life and your gut or your inner son starts to feel weird, that is a sign, an instinct for you to get on. And sometimes your instinct is going to work better than your mind. I will explain. A lot of us are trapped in our mind. And I was one of those individuals reading a lot of books, courses, trying to learn from everybody. Ask Peter, ask Paul, instead of trying to ask, guess who? The man in the mirror. Because he probably got all the answers. And he know the truth. So, it's very important to learn to listen to yourself. Because you know yourself more. And your soul knows yourself. Your mind, right? Your mind, which is your brain, is your thoughts. Is only there because it takes in information from your five senses. Which is feeling, sight, smell, touch. Did I get them all? You guys know what your five senses are, okay? So, and hearing, right? So, all these senses, that's where your brain picks up information. Right now, I'm talking to you guys. I'm hearing myself. I'm seeing things. I'm feeling things. That is how my brain takes in information. And throughout time, since I was a jit, since I was born, on the last day of Cap, first day of Aquarius, right? When I was born in that time, and I've been learning, my brain has been piling up information in order to make it survive. So imagine having a computer, right? Or a PS5, right? Or a laptop, okay? From 1991, right? And you got the same programs on there, right? The same anti-virus software. You got the same Windows program that came out back then. And it's 2024 and you walking around. And then in order for you to stay with the times, you downloaded more programs. This is why a lot of us feel like we're crazy, or we're going crazy, or everything is falling apart, or we're super angry, or anxiety, or frustration, or you're not blissfully happy every day, which you should be, because that's what life is about, right? So the reason is we have way too much in us, okay? Way too many. How can I say this in a way that you guys understand? We all can understand. We have way too much contradicting beliefs jumping through our mind. We have decided to depend on our mind instead of our soul. Okay, so your mind is part of your flesh. Your mind and your flesh is like your avatar, okay? Like, it's like when you're playing a video game, you're playing GTA 5, that's, imagine your soul, I'm going to say it like this, your soul is like the person who's in your head thinking about the decisions to make on the video game, okay? And then your spirit is, in this example, right, is like your body that is on the couch or the TV. And then the real world, quote unquote, is the digital world where your character on GTA, Grand Theft Auto, right, is. And that is you. That's your human body. Okay? And then this world is like the TV screen. You gotta get it? So those are like the three parts. Now, what I mean is, if you don't understand the first part, if when you're playing a video game or you're watching a show, people, you're crazy, I don't even talk about the soul part. All right, okay. Obviously, you're close to NPC level. Let me explain that to you, buddy. When you close your mind, you ever heard of talking to yourself? You know when you're talking to yourself? Which, I shouldn't be like that, because I learned this through Landmark, and I kind of was nurtured by Landmark. So, the Landmark Forum looked at us. So, basically, what I'm trying to explain here is, in your mind, right, you can talk to yourself. You can listen to yourself right now. If I ask you, what's your favorite color? Something in your head is going to say something. If I ask you, what do you have to do tomorrow? Without speaking, right, there's something in your head speaking. So, if there's a part of you that is listening and part of you that is speaking, there's two parts. Reason why. If you were just speaking, right, you would, and you could not hear, or there's not another part you hear, you wouldn't know you were speaking. So, have you ever seen a deaf person? Obviously. You ever seen a deaf person who they can't hear, and they speak, they don't know what they're saying. To them, they think they're like, yeah, so, yeah, I was at the park. To us, we're like, wah, 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 yeah. And you know what I'm saying? No disrespect, like real talk. I'm just getting you. I'm just keeping it a whole book, okay? And if I get some weird posts, I'ma roast y'all. Cause if anybody know me, I love everybody. Feel me? If you picked on a deaf person, I might hit you with a high you. If God will it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to explain to you, like, that's how it be, okay? So what I learned is you gotta learn to control that voice in your head. Okay, that voice in your head that every time you try to do something, every time you try to go for a new job, no, you ain't gonna get it. It's too many people there. Every time you want to go, you want to quit smoking or quit drinking. Nah, you can't quit smoking or quit drinking. You've been doing it since you was 12. Come on, man. Ain't nobody else doing it. Don't be an idiot. There's so much stress in life. Man, you gonna quit smoking? What else you gonna do? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't listen to that voice. Oh, you should go talk to that one girl. Nah, man. So she's about my class. I should just go for the chicken head on Facebook, on Instagram, the one that's twerking, sending the pictures. That's easy money. Don't listen to that voice, okay? Don't listen to the voice and tell you, you know what? I know I should probably talk to Dave, but Dave's lame. All he does is work. But Bobby's always out. He got a dope ass car. He got the Hellcat in there. Okay, he be good. He got the Balenciagas on. Don't listen to that voice. Okay? So, that's what life is. So, life is filled with good decisions and bad decisions. Positives and negatives. Okay? And until you can control your mind, right? You won't be able to really navigate through this quote-unquote matrix. That's what everyone likes to call it. I like to call it the world or whatever. You can call it Gaia, whatever, Mother Nature. So, yeah, back to the point, though, guys, of knowing who you are. It's very important to know who you are. Because once you know who you are, then you know what you should be doing, who you should be with, right? Okay? So, I know I'm a 9 ether being. I know I need to be with a 9 ether being. I won't be with a 6 ether being or 3 ether being. And I never really had an urge to do so anyways. You feel me? Every time I did, I almost broke them. But it hit different, if you understand what I'm saying. There could be kids on here, so I ain't talking crazy. I mean crazy. I got it. Still got to change that. So, knowing who you are, I'm telling you guys, it's crazy. Like, you know, and I started off going like, oh, I thought I'm from Africa. Listen, here's what I mean by knowing who you are. Africa, right, was named after, I keep telling people, a guy named Cornelius Africanus. He was a Roman general, okay? Wasn't even a general. I think he had a couple, what do they call those units? He's like a corporal, basically. But yeah, it doesn't matter. This guy conquered the big Hobie Hannibal during the Punic Wars. And so because of that, they made him, they named that continent that was formerly called, like, they used to call it many different names, but they call it Africa based on him, okay? Look that up. Same thing with America. That was named after an Italian. Americano Vescapio, something like that. Vespucci, I think. Vespucci. Yeah, I don't even know why I just said that. I must have got somebody else's name mixed up in my head. But yeah, Vespucci. Americano Vespucci. I should not have said that. But yeah, moving on. You see, I still got to get control of my brain, but I just had like 2 cups of coffee, so, you know what I'm saying? We all, that's like taking nitrous for your car. You know what I mean? That's all you need, folks. Anything more than that, you tweaking. Okay? So, it was like, what was I just saying, guys? I was talking about, I lost my thought. Well, that's because I just got a text coming in. So, yeah, so I was talking about all the Ethiopia, about knowing who you are and doing your research. And for me, it made me feel so much better about myself. It made me just love more. I can't even explain it. Like, I'm just more in love with life and everything now that I understand things. And I'm not mad that I was lied to, because now I understand, like, if I was them, I would have lied too. You fight me? So it hit different now. I'm not even mad. I just want to get right. So, oh, that was the other thing I want to say. I'm also learning the language. I'm starting to learn Ethiopian language. So I was learning Spanish, like, every day, just taking little lessons on Spanish. And now I'm like, you know what? I should learn the language of my ancestors first. So I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to learn Spanish. I already know English, a little bit of French, probably parle français un peu, and my native tongue back home, which we say, adora nati. And then you're supposed to say, pipe pipe, which just means, like, how did you sleep? And pipe pipe means, like, pretty good or really good or something like that. That's all I knew how to say when I went over there. I'd just be like, pipe, pipe. They thought it was the funniest thing. They'd be like, I do it or not. I'd be like, huh? And my mom was like, you idiot, you don't know what that means. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't know. You ain't teach me nothing. What do you, just stop it. Don't even play me like that. So, you know what I'm saying? And they were like, okay, say pipe, pipe. You know, so I was like, I can say that. They're like, yeah, the little American boy can say pipe, pipe. Can you say that? Pipe, pipe. So I was like, pipe, pipe, yeah, pipe, pipe. So I just kept saying pipe, pipe. So then, I just been the Pipe Pie kid since then. They just always laugh. That's all I got for you. You know what I'm saying? You tell me anything, I might say, Pipe Pipe. So, yeah, man. And if you guys never been to Africa, I highly recommend going. I've been to Japan. I lived in Guam, humbly, thank God, for all the experiences. Been to the Philippines, Brussels, France, Togo, Hawaii, Benin, Nigeria. No, I think I've been to the coast of Nigeria. No, I actually walked in here. You got to be about that light to go to Nigeria. I ain't going to lie. It ain't New York, fellas. Everybody think they so tough because they from Detroit or Chicago. It sound good. Take your ass to Baghdad. Take your ass to Bangkok. Take your ass to the main city in Brazil. Like, y'all, no. Stop it, man. Stop it. Take your ass to... Man, I used to think the same thing. Listen, over there, it hit different, man. They're not sliding on you in a Hellcat with a $1,500 AR. Like, it ain't laying like that. They might hit you with an AK or chop your whole leg off. Or you might come back in your house and everything's gone. You feel me? And don't you think the cops are going to help you? The guy who did it was probably his uncle. The cop probably put the play down. It hit different. So a lot of people trying to complain about America. I'm like, listen, man. Before you open your mouth and say this place sucks, say your little dollars, okay? Sorry, no, just playing. Say your money,
okay?
Or go spend it and travel the world. Then let's come back and talk. Because a lot of time I get real irritated. Like even when I see like interviews of people talking about people. And I'm just like, bro, where I come from, you would be so goofy if you're going to talk to me about somebody you don't know, never met, and you're going to be talking to me for 15, 20 minutes about somebody else. First, I'm going to look at you goofy, and I'm not believing you for 1 minute. And then from there, that point on, I'm going to look at you like, yeah, you definitely a clown. Okay, and I can't mess with you because you out here thinking you Mahatma Gandhi because you think you know something about somebody you never met. Never judge somebody you ain't never met in the flesh. You don't know. That's hearsay. I tell people that's one of the most important things to realize in life. Do not live life based on other people's thoughts and opinions. Figure it out yourself. Don't be lazy. Do your homework. Figure it out where you're from, why you're here, what you're supposed to do. Do not just dangle and drink and sleep around and smoke and just travel and just sit there and be dangling. If you dangle, you're going to be cattle, okay? What we say in my city over here, if you be dangling, you probably not going to be here for long, okay? All right, we don't be a sitting duck. A sitting duck gets popped, okay? A deer that's chilling, eating grass too much, that's the one that get munched on by the wolves. Don't be that guy. Stay with the herd. Stay with the times. Wake up early. Get ready. Be the bird that's up. Okay? Don't be chilling and then somebody come in your nest and then you look at God like, what? Why? God can be like, bro, I gave you the rules. This is how this shit go. They might tell you be staying in that nest all day. That's on you. And you could have, and I gave you a long ass voice. You could have, and Big Mama would have came and did her thing. So what you want me to do? I'm running galaxies and planets and trillions of souls and stuff and spirits. And you want me to come down there and help, you know what I'm saying? Make it make sense, all right? So I want you guys to understand a lot of your power going to come from you. Stop always, you know what I'm saying, waiting for the gods to reveal. Let me tell you really what the gods are. And I've been telling people this, you know what I'm saying? Because I was talking about the aliens before CNN told you guys. But, you know, no one believes anything until some guy that went to Harvard on CNN who works for a billionaire company whose responsibility is to make profit tells you guys something. Then you believe it.
I saw it on TV, so it must be true.
Yeah, but if somebody tell you fact that is not on TV, it's not true. They got you. Okay, you hear different. All right, so that's another thing why that keeps us in cage. People who are programmed, what I mean is programmed is whatever they say, you go with it. COVID, go with it. World's about to end, go with it. Racism's not cool no more, bet. Racism's cool, bet. What's trending now? Okay, we're not wearing Air Forces, we're wearing what? We're wearing Chuck Taylors? Okay, no more Chucks. Okay, we're wearing, every time I see you, you look like a trend. If every time I see you, you look like a trend, I know you a chicken head. Okay? What's the trend right now, guys? We know ripped up pants, there's certain type of shoes, you know, all these bright colors, you know, little crossover. We know whatever we see online. If I look in real life and you look like a carbon copy of what I saw on TikTok, don't you dare open your mouth. I'm doing me. You're delusional, my boy. Figure out who you are. Do your homework. Figure out who your ancestors are. Figure out what happened to them. Figure out why you're here. Okay? And once you do, I promise you, you'll be at peace. All right? So, I got to keep it pushing, everybody. I hope you guys got the gist of what I was trying to get across to you. Coming from a place of love, as always, you guys know I get hype, but I love doing this. I love kind of expressing and sharing some of my newfound facts, not beliefs. Hate that word, beliefs. I'm about to delete that word from my vocab, just like I deleted the word try. Because my dad told me in his culture, there's no such thing as try. They don't have a word for that. You either did it or you didn't. You either did it or you didn't. That's it, all right? So I hope everyone had a great day. Today is the Sabbath, so I'm not going to post this today, but I will post it tomorrow, and I'm going to be posting and recording pretty much every day. I used to not because I had to have my computer, my setup, the editor, blah, 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 blah. Now, I'm going to kind of do it myself, and shout out to my editor, Dave. He's amazing. If you guys, if anyone out there is making any type of content, Dave, he is A1. I'll send you guys his contact. He's worked with me for years. He's worked with Bigger Pockets. He's the GOAT, okay? And I love this guy and his team. And I appreciate him so much for everything he's done to help me with my podcast and everything like that. And to be honest, I'm not going to say I don't deserve him, but he's a great asset. So if you guys are interested in him and you're serious and you're going to take care of him because he's worth it, he's Kobe, not Ginobili. Reach out to me and I'll get you that information. So, this is your boy Christian, aka Money, and I'm out of here. You guys have a blessed one.